Time for our Tuesday morning conversation. It's gala time at St. Mary's, and so we're going to talk about that here for a little while. Juanita Scooball's with us, and Juanita, we missed you at the home show, but you were covered for very well.
Thank you. Yes, I miss being there, too.
Yes, so we missed you there. Hannah Wallace, oh, and Juanita, by the way, is the principal at St. Mary's School. Hannah Wallace, you are the home and school officer. What does that mean?
Well, I'm the secretary of the home and school board, so I help with the minutes. Basically doing whatever I can to help everyone at the school and everyone on the board get what needs to be done at the school.
Outstanding. And Beth Vormans is here, president of Home and School. Now, Beth, what does that mean?
I guess I'm in charge.
You're in charge of what, and you tell her what to do, and she types the stuff you tell her to type.
Yep.
Got it. What is it about Home and School? I mean, fill me in on that. What is that?
Home and School is the parent committee that helps. We do the gala is our biggest fundraiser, but we do fundraising, but we also do a lot of stuff for the kids. Like, we put on our Halloween party for the kids. We do the, we're doing the kids' gala on Friday for them, and we have prizes, but then they have a little dance, and they get to dress up this week. And then on, then we also, the money we raise for Home and School goes to funding supplies that maybe the teachers need, or okay. And field trips for the kids to go. And they've been doing some amazing field trips this last year. And then what else do we fund?
So the Home and School division of St. Mary's School is kind of support and making the whole experience a well-rounded one. Is that,
yes.
Am I close there?
It's the parents with, we're doing... working together to just improve the school and
okay.
be part of the school.
Got it. We have another guest here. What's that little boy's name there, Hannah?
His name is Capone.
Capone. And that he is a cute puppy there. How old is he?
He's estimated to be about 10 weeks. We just got him. So.
Okay. And does he get to go to school, too? I'll bet the kids love it over at school.
Yeah, he goes to drop off when I bring Hudson.
Yeah. we've got a little extra guest here. And now we hope he went potty outside before he came in, right?
Oh, he did. Hopefully he doesn't go on the floor.
Greg's really nervous right now. Juanita, as the principal here, how long is it used to be Gala Ed and Shala was the title. How long has this gala been going on as a fundraiser for St. Mary?
Well, this gala has been going on for 19. This is our 19th year.
Okay. Wow. Yes. That's a long time to do anything. Yes. And this is the major fundraiser. So a lot of what you do at St. Mary's is based on the money that comes in during one of these fundraisers like this one. This is the big one.
Yep. This one and the Time and Treasure together. Yes.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the gala, let's talk about that. That's coming up here Friday night. Are there still tickets available?
There are 10 tickets available.
That's all?
Yep.
Okay, so how would people get those last 10 tickets?
You can stop by the school during school hours from 7:35 until 4 o'clock, and it is $30 a ticket. And come and get your the last 10 tickets if you want to join us.
So what will this ticket, they'll get in the door, is that Inshallah again?
Yep, at Inshallah.
Okay, so this Friday night, Inshallah, and there's a new theme, there's a theme this year. Is there always a theme?
We've been switching up the last few years and having a theme. Last year was Hawaiian, and this year we're doing a Kentucky Derby theme.
Lots of hats.
So bring your hats, dress them up, have some fun.
So the theme is Kentucky Derby. Gala is located at Inshallah this year. Once again, big fundraiser for St. Mary's School. So people will get all dressed up in their Kentucky Derby finest. What's on the menu that night?
We're having apricot glazed pork loin.
Oh,
deep
wow.
fried chicken with southern bourbon barbecue sauce, Louisiana rice, fire roasted red peppercorn, side salad with dinner rolls.
I've been at several fundraisers at Inshallah over the years. I've never heard of a menu like that. That is outstanding.
Thanks to Outboards, they've been Cooters the ones
them,
that
yes.
we get. They cater our events the last couple of years, and they do a wonderful job. We're very grateful for them.
Wow, thank you, Outboards. That's a really good menu, and for $30 a ticket, they're going to be eating good. What else does a ticket get you? Is there like door prizes and stuff like that?
We are going to have some door prizes with some Kentucky bourbon baskets.
Okay.
As the door prizes, but then also...
It's going to be a boozy night.
It's a boozy night.
Okay, that's okay.
It's a lot of fun.
It's
yeah.
an adult
a great time.
Fun time. And then we have Time and Treasure tickets are still on sale during the gala.
Okay.
But then only at the gala, we will have an arm span raffles, which are other ones, other donations that we have that are not in the Time and Treasure book, like... I know we have a lot of patio furniture in them. We
okay.
have a lot of other baskets given from...
So let me get this straight. While they're at the gala, they can buy tickets for the Time and Treasures raffles.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But then we have the Armspan raffles, which this year we have a solo stove, outdoor wood fire pizza grill, 32 outdoor wood burning fire pit. We have a men's extra large ski dew snowmobile jacket, Mole Lake casino stay and vouchers. And that's in our Armspan raffle, which you have to be at the gala to buy.
Okay, but the other Time and Treasure stuff,
Time and Treasure stuff you can buy at the school during school hours right now.
Okay, got it. Going to be live entertainment there or anything like that?
No, but we have a few alumni's father that has been our MC the last few years, Andy Vanderweis. And
he's enough entertainment.
He's enough.
All by himself? All right.
Yeah. And he makes it interesting, and he knows a lot of the family still. So, and he knows the teachers very well. He had three of students that came through there, and he just brings the fun to this.
He's a hoot.
Mm-hmm. Usually this thing, it sells out every year, right?
Yes,
okay,
it has.
So again, down to the last 10 tickets, and those, now that we're saying that on the radio, those will be gone here in the next hour or so. So people can call the school office and reserve them, or they got to be right there?
They can call, but we would like you to pick them up in the next couple of days, because...
Sometimes people call and they never show up.
Yes.
I host Trading Mart. I hear that story a lot. So get those tickets at the office. Juanita, as the principal... Every year, you've been to almost all these galas, I would assume, right?
Yes.
When you see the community support for what you do at St. Mary's, this has to be a huge event for you, especially as the principal and everybody else that's involved with St. Mary's. Seeing the community support that comes out for this kind of thing has got to be greatly gratifying.
It is. It's very humbling to see everybody come together. But like we've said in the past with things in Tomahawk, the community sticks together and helps each other out. And we even went beyond the community with some of our raffles and donations that came in. It just blows my mind to see the people that donate. And even though this being a tough year for with no snow for a lot of our businesses,
right. They
still came through and sponsored and did things for us. So we're very, very appreciative to all of them.
Are there any other needs heading into this Friday that the community can help out with?
Well, we do have, at the gala, we do have a fund a need project. So we just ask, if you have money, just... hand the money over, but the fund
I don't really run around with a 5-gallon bucket.
Yes,
okay.
She does. But the fund to need is we're looking to replace our smart interactive boards at the school, and we want to replace them with. I'm trying to think. They're different kind of boards, newer boards, because we've had our smart boards for. My son's a freshman in high school, and they've been there since before he was in kindergarten.
Okay, so they've been there a while. So they just need upgrading?
Yes.
All technology needs upgrading, and I know there's technology involved, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's we want to get...
We want to do the interactive boards for the grades kindergarten on up right now is our goal.
What is an interactive board? I mean, last time I was, in one of the... We were pounding erasers.
Erasers. That's what I remember from
I remember the erasers, too.
Yeah, so what is a smart board?
So the smart boards, the kids can actually come up and, write. There's pens instead of just chalk.
Okay.
Or dry erase markers, and they can come and write, and then they can save it. It's connected to the teacher's computer, so the teacher can save the work. The kids also can do... graphs on it, I know there was, so they can, the teacher can use it as an example. The kids can come up and do the example. I know also we learned cursive at our school, so it was kind of neat. Like, we were practicing cursive the other day on one of the boards and things like that.
Interactive, when old people think of a chalkboard, this has got some electronics in there. It's interactive, and saving the work is really important, I would assume. So you're just going to upgrade those. You need brand new ones or just upgrading the ones you have there?
We need brand new ones.
Okay, so that's fund a need.
Yes.
So you identify the need. You bring this out to the public and say, okay, we need this little bit of help here.
Yeah, we need the money for that.
Got it. How many of those Time and Treasure raffle prizes do you have? Any idea? Have you been keeping track?
We have.
There's an answer for everything in that handbook.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot.
There's
a lot. So you're going to be giving those. It's going to take what? 31 of those. Okay, so that's that tells you right there about community support.
Correct.
Sponsors. We should say thank you to sponsors who help make this thing possible too.
Yes, definitely Outboards right off the bat with all their support with our meal and stuff. This, you can't ask for better than that. That's great. But all of our sponsors in our book, and we highlighted some, and they're on Facebook, on social media, and things like that too. But we're very grateful for our parents that sponsored any of the businesses. And I'm telling you, I got to do a shout out to the Holman School Committee. These women have been busting their tushies for this event, and their husbands as well, and taking time away from their families to make this the best event yet. So I'm really thankful for them.
So it's going to be all decorated up with a Kentucky Derby thing.
Yes.
Theme, I should say. People should dress like they're going to the Kentucky Derby.
You can dress like you're going to the Kentucky Derby, or you can be a little more casual if you feel like it. We've had that in the past. We just want you to show up and enjoy yourself.
Okay. Tank top and flip-flops, okay?
That was last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's last. So a little bit higher up than that.
Just a little.
A little bit deeper in the closet than flip-flops and tank tops.
Jeans will work, though, because my husband won't wear anything other than jeans and a nice shirt.
Yeah. Well, that's up north.
I'm not wearing what I wore last year to this event.
Up north church clothes, jeans and a nice flannel.
Yeah, right. There you go.
That's right.
Yeah,
that works, too.
Beth Vormans, Hannah Wallace, Juanita Scubel are here from St. Mary's School here this morning. And and now it's just totally escaping me when I talked to Adam at the home show. And he told me a bunch of other stuff you have coming up at St. Mary's, and now I'm drawing a blank because I was concentrating on this.
Well, we just had our Spring Fling concert last night, so that was a success with the kids. We also have our golf outing coming up on May 18th, and if anybody would like to be a sponsor for that, a sponsor, or to register a group, they can come in and stop at the school or call us. We also have field trips coming up. We have a lot of different things coming up. The 4th and 5th graders are going to do their end of the year field trip at the Milwaukee Brewer game this year. And it's an educational field trip. They're going to learn the statistics of the game and use their math skills,
okay,
which is super cool. So, yeah, lots of fun stuff.
Lots of things going on. When's the last day of school this year?
The 24th.
Of May.
Of May. And we do 5th grade graduation at 10 o'clock. So,
okay. So yep. A lot of things in store to get ready for. But first and foremost, only 10 tickets left. And there might be only two or three by the time you get back to the office today. 10 tickets left for this Friday's gala with a Kentucky Derby theme. What else am I leaving out? Am I leaving anything out here this morning, ladies?
Oh, we have a dessert auction.
Oh,
we
really?
Have air local bakers that come in and just make amazing desserts. I know I'm tooting my own horn, but the 4th and 5th grade girls are coming over to my house, and they are making a Girl Scout Thin Mint cheesecake for it.
Huh. You know, that's one of the beautiful themes at St. Mary. You have a pie garden at the July picnic.
Yep. You can't go wrong with the food coming from St. Mary's.
And you got the farmer's breakfast over there. I've eaten so many good meals at St. Mary's School and St. Mary's Church over the years that, you guys really do food well over there, by the way. I can remember one of the first, I don't remember if it was a chamber event, but one of the first get-togethers of the community that I attended when I first came to Tomahawk, and there was a dessert raffle. And I couldn't believe the prices that people were paying for a pie. I think I saw one pie go for like $1,000. Mm-hmm. I think that says a lot about the donators more so than the bakers.
Yes.
And even though I'm sure it was a fantastic pie, but $1,000. That's the kind of stuff we see here in Tomahawk.
Yes. I know last year a cheesecake my daughter and her friend made at their house, it went for $2,000.
Gold flake on the top of it.
Boy, I'm sure. Yeah. Gold flake chocolate.
Self-serving. Yeah. It even cut itself. And it was wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
$2,000 pie. Wow. That's all part of the charm and the beauty of Tomahawk, I think. And,
yes.
You know, the other thing that's part of the charm and beauty, St. Mary's, and again, I almost every time I have someone from St. Mary here with me, I tell the story. When Father John welcomed me into the community, I says, well, Father, I'm brought up in the Protestant church. You're welcome at St. Mary.
Absolutely.
Anytime. That's the first time I actually heard that, especially from a priest, from a Catholic. I thought, wow, this is a cool community. I can even go to church. I said, okay, Father. I said, what about communion? He says, you're welcome at the Lord's table.
Oh,
so absolutely.
That's just something. You just don't see that everywhere. And people in Tomahawk, if you're taking it for granted, just go outside of town and you don't get treated that way everywhere.
No. This community is very special.
Love St. Mary's School and St. Mary's Church here in Tomahawk. Great part of this community. Juanita, anything else that we want to get in here before we let you go here this morning?
No, I just want to thank you and Greg and for having us here on the radio. And again, all of our sponsors and donators. I'm just, like I said, I'm just overjoyed with what we have, and I'm very grateful. So I appreciate everybody's support. And again, the Home and School Committee, you girls are awesome.
Yes.
So thank you.
Hannah, what about you? Any thing you want to add here as we send you out the door there with Capote?
On a different note about the gala, kind of a little throwback, my mom was actually the one that started the gala.
Really?
At Inshallah. Yep. She was the president of the Home and School Board when I was at St. Mary's, and she brought it to her and Elizabeth Ehrman actually brought it to Father John's attention. Hey, we should make this a bigger event. We should add alcohol to this because people spend more money when they drink alcohol.
Yeah.
So
it lubes
cool
up the wallet.
See it go full circle.
Lubes up the wallet, that's for sure. Beth Vormans, anything last words from you? Thank you for all the work you two are doing, putting into this, and everybody's going to see how much work it was coming up on Friday. But anything you want to add, Beth?
I have loved being part of this school. I moved back here with my husband. I'm from Rhinelander. My husband's from Tomahawk. We moved back here about 10 years ago and put our son into kindergarten, and now he's a freshman in high school, and then I have a 10-year-old that loves it at St. Mary's, and now I'll be having a 3-year-old next year. So I'll be at St. Mary's a long, long time.
You're going to be doing this a while, right?
But this is just wonderful. It's a wonderful school to go to. It's a wonderful community to be working with, and I love volunteering for this.
Outstanding. And here's another bonus. There might be 10 tickets back at the office. There's one ticket left here in the studio. And the guy's going to, somebody, I don't have time to do it right now, but we're going to have a giveaway for that ticket on the radio. So if you want to try to get a free ticket, we're going to have one here at some point later today. But you'll just have to stay tuned to find out when and how.
Sounds
cliffhanger.
Good.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. And thank you, ladies, for being here this morning. And I hope it's going to be a fantastic time. I know it is. And so thanks for everything you do in the community. Thank all three of you.
Thank you.
You.